And as you can hear there, that is Tally Ho by The Clean, a band founded by Hamish Kilgour, who has died. The Clean started making rock music in the 1970s and became synonymous with the Dunedin sound. The band was a major part of the legendary Flying Nun record label's early success. And Flying Nun founder Roger Shepherd is with us now. Good morning, Roger. Obviously not the best news to talk to you about, but let's talk about Hamish's legacy. What impact did he have on music in Aotearoa specifically?
A crucial figure. I guess Hamish was a bit older than a lot of the other bands that we dealt with soon after. He was at the tail end of the counterculture, really, and a lot of his thinking around that he carried forward into the whole punk thing, which sort of energised him into actually making music, forming a band with his brother. And, you know, doing the old-fashioned things right, writing songs, and songs that we recorded, and songs that were very successful on record.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, kind of really key. And, it, you know, an inspiration musically as a band, obviously, but also as a person. He was pretty special.
Yeah, tell me more about him.
Just really engaged with the world and... he had strong opinions and he liked to talk and, yeah, I really enjoyed his company. I'd count him as a friend, a really special friend. And I employed him as the first Flying Nun employee, which I imagine probably wasn't a whole lot of fun for him. So, yeah, we had a bit of a bond and I guess as he, you know, he went off to sort of do other jobs and The Clean kind of disbanded and then rebanded and whatever. We sort of lost contact a bit, but he's a very special person and a great drummer, of course.
Mm-mm. And how did he get involved with Flying Nun? I understand you kind of threw yourself at them.
Yes, that's probably an understatement. I saw them play at the Gladstone in Christchurch and they were just clearly the best band in the world. And I think, you know, David was probably still playing. And I was already on stage trying to get them to do something with my the record label I had that hadn't released anything.
It's a hard sell. You
know, yeah, like a pure enthusiasm, I think, when it's over. But, yeah, and just got talked. I mean, Hamish would have still been sitting behind his drum kit. And I guess we just kind of connected on, a little bit on that, and then I saw them again, followed them to Auckland, like a fan would. And, you know, I had, yeah, another conversation, and then they recorded Tally Ho on the way back. But another key thing was that Hamish and David introduced me to Chris Knox and Doug Hood, who became pretty key characters in the whole development of the label through the 80s. So, you know, in lots of different ways, you know, Hamish and David, of course, were fundamental to the development of the label. I mean, a lot of the bands from Dunedin, you know, people talk about this Dunedin sound thing. I think it was a kind of Dunedin scene, but, you know, all those bands were kind of influenced by The Clean. And some of them were a little bit influenced by the reverb thing, but there probably wasn't a huge amount else that was about the music. It was more about the attitude and the kind of the worldview, because they all played quite, you know, they were all very different, those bands.
Mm-hmm.
And they all, you know, three or four of them had a real crack at, you know, conventional, international music success. And I think the Clean were kind of, weirdly enough, pivotal in that.
Mm. Hey, thank you so much for your time this morning, Roger, and sharing those memories of Hamish Kilgour.